All right, Coach, appreciate your time this afternoon. We'll get started with an opening statement talking about Presbyterian, and we'll take questions.
All right, sounds good. Thank you all for being here. Obviously, we're excited. We've got another conference game. We've got to go on the road and play a Presbyterian team that's had a week off, and I tell you, they're playing with as much confidence as I've seen them in a while. And obviously, their last game, they were tooth and nail with Charleston Southern. Charleston Southern scored with about a minute and 54 seconds to go in the game to win the game. It's a defensive battle with some turnovers. Coach Spangler's taken over, done a great job. They always are solid and sound and tough on defense. They're always that way. He does a great job. They've improved on offense. The quarterback's playing well. The running back's playing well. They got a slot receiver. They use him in some different ways. That's really playing well for them. But they're playing with much more confidence, much more energy. You can tell watching the tape. I think they're excited about where they're going and what they're doing. So it's it's going to be a big game for us. And I told our guys, that was a tough loss. Now we went over and had to finish off the season 2015, and that was the last time we were there. It's a tough place to play, and we got to get ourselves ready to go play. As I always tell our guys, the best football game we've played all year, and continue to prepare that way, and all three phases on the same page Saturday, to give ourselves a chance to continue to work towards the things we want to get accomplished here, and you got to go out and prepare it and get ready to go, and that's kind of where we are right now. So I'll open the floor for questions.
What do they do offensively that you see as a challenge for your defensive unit?
Well, I mean, conceptually, they do a lot of stuff they've done before. Some of the RPO stuff. They're now running, the gun triple option out of, they can motion number five back in and do some of that, which is something they've added to their deal. But I think they're just they're playing better, more consistent. I think it starts with the quarterback. He's playing better and giving them a chance to move the ball. We see different versions of stuff every week. It's really, can you go do your job? Can you read your keys? Can you run to the football? And who's going to do it better? Are they going to do their part better? Are we going to do our part better? And that's really a lot of times what it comes down to. But some similar stuff that we've seen in previous weeks. They have some added things. Like I said, they basically added the triple out of the gun. Something they hadn't done as much before, but they do that now as well. So it's that's really going to be it. The skill-wise, the quarterback, the running back, and the slot receiver are the guy. They got a good group, but those guys are the ones that show up, I think, the most. But we just got to go play our game, go play well, be dialed in, ready to go.
After Saturday, you said you wasn't exactly thrilled with your offense performance. What are you guys doing this week to turn it up a little bit this week?
Well, not thrilled would probably be an understatement. Our kids understand the expectation, and I'd be willing to bet if you went and took a poll of every one of them after the game, they knew it wasn't very good. Now, when they got and watched the tape, they didn't realize how bad it was till they saw the tape. But the first thing you can't do is you can't beat yourself. You got to give yourself a chance. So don't turn the ball over, don't have missed assignments, and don't have penalties. Or at least if you do, you need to limit it. And then you got to go execute what we do and give yourself a chance. And the first thing, we didn't give ourselves a chance because of merely the penalties alone. Who knows how much hidden yardage. It might have been 400 or 500 yards when it was all said and done. Not just in the yardage of penalties, but the yardage that was lost on top of that. So the first thing is you can't beat yourself. And really it comes down to, are you mentally focused each and every day during the week to go get ready to play a football game? And I didn't do a good enough job last week. We didn't do a good enough job. And it's really about mentally preparing yourself to go play a game. And obviously we're working on the things that happen from a penalty or whatever standpoint, but really it's just about dialing in mentally and getting yourself ready to go. Because usually those things are limited when you're really dialed in. It's when you're the least bit off or you're not focused, things get magnified. And sometimes the things you might not be as good at get magnified. But if you're dialed in, you're able to overcome some of that.
Coach, early on you had a couple of cut penalties in the season. It seemed to disappear, and then they came back against Gardner-Webb. Are the referees telling you how they're going to call it, especially, and is it difficult in this option offense to make those cuts, to make those blocks?
Well, I mean, it's what we've been doing all year. And so, you know, some of the stuff was very gray. They called it, we have to deal with it, but I'm not changing what we do in game eight when we've been working the same stuff all year. You know, we'll try to improve some techniques and how we do things, but we're not going to go change our offense game eight for what we do when, honestly, we've gone through and gotten interpretations. And yes, week to week, it is different. I don't think it should be, but it is. Whether intentional or unintentional, I don't know. You know, and some of that was, you know, it just is what it is. And but we're not going to change what we do. We're going to continue to coach it up in the right manner and, you know, and go play.
Your inside run game has really been good the last two games. How important and how big a key is that for you this week against a defense like this?
Well, I went and told the offensive line, I think I had all of them about in there yesterday. I went in their position meeting room, which I normally don't bounce around too much to all the position meetings. I sit in the quarterback and the two-back meeting every day. And there's occasionally I'll go pop in a meeting room, but I went in there before the meeting started. I said, it's on you this week. I said, we're going to go as you go. And if those guys get going and are able to win their battles, not all of them, but win most of them, then we'll have a chance. You know, if not, then it's going to be an interesting afternoon, to say the least, because you're going to have to manufacture stuff. That's stuff we've talked about from day one. And we've made improvements on that, but we got to go do it every week. And they're pretty stout inside. 97's a really good player. They're stout inside. They do a nice job. They understand what they're trying to do. You know, we scored a lot of points on them last year, but when you go back and watch the tape, it was just big play stuff. You know, we hit one pitch play, we hit a long pass play to Chastain, we hit a play action to Xavier. You know what I mean? It wasn't like it was we were just hammering the ball inside. It wasn't at all. So it's a big week for us, especially up front.
Defensive-wise, what are you looking for your team to do this week? You say they got the triple option. Something that you guys been preparing for this week so far to get ready for them? Or?
Yeah, it's just an added wrinkle to what they do. It's not like they've changed who they are. But we just got to continue to improve upon what we're doing. We did some good things Saturday, but when you go watch the tape, there's still a ton of room for improvement and being sounder in what we're doing. And, you know, based on the scheme and what they're doing, we need to be sound. And again, it goes back to, are we mentally prepared? Are we focused and dialed into what our job is and doing our job and doing it with championship effort? And usually when we do that, we give ourselves a chance. It's not a guarantee on anything. But if we'll do that in all three phases, we give ourselves an opportunity. And truthfully, that's all you can ask for.
Anything else for Coach?
All right, thank you guys.